If you're from around here and you're remotely musical, chances are you've got a story about the Sherman Clay Store. Jason Eglett's got one.
My dad bought his first piano here when I was, probably in fifth grade or fourth grade or something like that. It was a Kimball upright.
Dad had to practically beg his son to play.
My dad had to twist my arm to play piano, actually.
But more than 30 years later, it's become a serious hobby. And the other day, inside Sherman Clay, Eglett spent much of his lunch hour test playing various Steinway grand pianos. The Sherman Clay Store has been in business in Seattle for 143 years. It's owned and operated by a San Francisco company, and in the 1980s, you could find some 60 Sherman Clays around the country. But the company has decided to get out of the piano selling business, and it's been closing its stores one by one these past several months. The Seattle store is the last remaining one in the country. It closes on September 30th, and when it does, it'll be the end of an institution, says Tom Austin, who is president of the retail division.
The store has seen everybody come in from horse-drawn carriages, dropping off pianos from the docks or from trains, then to the big band eras, where we were one of the largest RCA Victrola franchises in the world, to the 60s, where the Beatles came to our store and utilized our rock and roll instruments upstairs on the second floor to rehearse for their Seattle show.
Austin said the four-story Sherman Clay building has been sold and that the new owners don't plan on operating a music store. But New York Steinway Company is likely to find another distributor here. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.